Here's another memory by Rita Bell. Joan Mulkern and Jeff Bridden together got Talking News off the ground. Joan was driven in her mission to start the Talking News, as she herself was partially sighted and knew what people missed not being able to read the local news. She was always very insistent that the news should be local only, which sometimes posed a problem for editors. But I can remember how much we appreciated Joan's homemade biscuits when we had committee meetings in her flat. I responded to the first advertisement requesting readers and then for editors. I had previously worked on the editorial staff of a bibliographical journal. Finding a permanent, secure studio was quite a problem, and we were burgled on one occasion, losing our sound equipment. We were largely funded by generous donations. Our first room was upstairs in the Memorial Hall in New Milton, through a long room to a tiny room at the end, squashed and stuck in the middle of filing cabinets. Then we were offered a shed in the grounds of Durlston School. After the recording, another team arrived to copy it onto cassette tapes and memory sticks, ready to put into the wallets for posting. Cassette tapes were a problem, as the timing had to be very precise to fit in the edits. Then the council offered us a chance to use the defunct tennis pavilion where we still are. We had to put curtains up to stop people looking in and to improve security. We also had to be diplomatic with the bowls club and their matches, which meant an early start at times. Publicity has always been an ongoing problem, making sure that people we couldn't help knew of our existence. I have to say that wherever the studio was located, the overriding feeling was that we would be cold.